Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. The topic of the week is overachievement and how overachievement is not a sustainable strategy for upgrading your career. And in the last episode, I talked about how if you just keep go, 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 like if it's just overachieve, 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 not only are you going to get burnt out, but there's no way you're going to succeed at the next level because at the next level, it gets harder. So you're just going to like be left in the dust without the promotion, without the recognition, without the raise, and you're not going to upgrade your career. So obviously, overachievement is not an intelligent strategy. The intelligent strategy is doing more with less. The intelligent strategy is actually choosing to focus on less, choosing to focus on mastery so that everything that you're doing actually becomes easier and feels easier. So you're doing less and you're achieving more through mastery. And the only way to gain that mastery and to do it in a way where you have certainty is to use proven systems, to use proven methods, and to have world-class support to go along with it. So I want to look at this from a slightly different perspective, look at it through the prism of marathons versus sprints. To use another sports analogy, I think this one is extremely apt, extremely relevant, because your career is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so many of you are treating your career like a sprint or like a bunch of sprints, one after another, after another, after another. And the reason that you're not winning is because your career is not a sprint. It's not a series of sprints. It's a marathon. And the people who treat their careers like marathons are the ones who win. They're the ones who go the distance. They're the ones who reach those long-term career goals, like becoming VP, becoming a C-level executive, launching your own business. The ones who are in it for the long haul and have strategies that are sustainable over the long haul are the ones who win. And this is, it's perfect because you could just think about it as if like you were about to run a sprint. So when you run a sprint and the way that you train for sprinting is very, very different than the way that you would approach running a marathon and training to run a marathon. So when you run a sprint, the goal is go fast, go 100%, right? And you want to like push your body to the max. And you're training your body for that as well, for that max effort sprint. And that's what you're preparing for over and over and over and over and over again. Versus, obviously, running a marathon, you can't do that. Like if you were to run a marathon at 100%, you're not going to make it past the first few miles. Most of us, you know, especially those of us who, you know, are more like average to possibly below average in fitness, like you're not going to make it past the first mile. Like if you ever tried to sprint a mile, it ain't easy, right? Like some people can do it. You know, there's amazing athletes in the world who can do it. But for most of us, we can't. It's not sustainable. And so you want to approach your career as if it were a marathon, because it is. And, you know, just to give one more example from sports here, and this is absolutely applicable to thinking about how this can have like long-term effects on your career, is I'm a huge fan of the CrossFit Games, and there's a bunch of documentaries that tell the story of the CrossFit Games over the course of several years. They're on Netflix, they're on iTunes, you could search for them there. They're called Fittest on Earth, Fittest, The Redeemed and the Dominant. And the one that I'm talking about is called The Redeemed and the Dominant. It's the story of the 2017 CrossFit Games. And the very first event in the 2017 CrossFit Games was a run, swim, run. So they had to run a mile and a half, and then they had to swim. I'm not sure how long the swim was. But it was a fairly good distance. And then they had to run again for a mile and a half. And what a lot of the athletes talked about, because this was the first event, they were all so pumped up. They went out hot for that mile and a half run. And they were saying, you know, I would normally not approach a run this way. Like, really, it wasn't a mile and a half run. It was a mile and a half max effort sprint. And because they're the best in the world, because they're the fittest in the world, they were still able to then swim and then run after that. But for a lot of the athletes, it had long-term effects for them throughout the rest of the competition. So the CrossFit Games is like a 3-4 day competition. This was just day one, event one. And where a lot of them were like, okay, I'm going to sprint for a mile and a half. Let's see how this goes. For some of them, because they're so fit and they can recover so well, it was okay. But for a lot of them, because they pushed so hard at event one, they didn't do as well in the rest of the competition. They were cramping up and it affected their performance. And for a lot of them, they were expecting to be like in the top 10, and they weren't. You know, they ended up placing 20th, 30th. And these were athletes who in the past would do really, really well, but all because they treated this mile and a half run like a sprint. Even the best in the world can get thrown off by that. So think about how this applies to your career. If you keep trying to just sprint, 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 sprint through your career, it's not going to go well. And the negative effects are going to keep building up and building up and building up. Like for the athletes, the negative effects were, you know, they're draining their energy. They don't have as much time to recover. They're cramping up. Their muscles are so sore. You know, their heart rate is just an elevated rate, an elevated state for an extremely long time, right? A lot of the same things are happening to you if you're treating your career like a max effort sprint. Your heart rate is elevated for extremely long periods of time, too long. You're using your muscles, the stress, in a way that's going to stress you out. The stress hormones are taking an effect on your mind, your body, your spirit. It's affecting your ability to make decisions. It's affecting your ability to think clearly. It's affecting your ability to connect with others. And if you keep doing that, you're on the path to failure, because all of those negative effects are going to keep stacking on top of one another. Because what's going to happen if you keep making poor decisions? Your performance is going to go down. What's going to happen if you can't maintain long-term relationships and show up for those conversations 100%? You're going to burn bridges. You're going to destroy those relationships, and you're never going to get recognized, and you're never going to be able to upgrade your career. What's going to happen if those stress hormones keep building up and building up and building up, and you never have time to recover? What if it's all fight, 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 and you have no time to just relax. It's all fight or flight, and that's all that you're living in. And there's no time to get into the recovery zone. Then you're going to get burnt out. And you're not, and the decision fatigue is going to weigh on you even more. And there's no way that you're going to have the energy and the wherewithal to have the series of difficult, uncomfortable conversations that is going to be necessary in order to upgrade your career. So you're not going to have those conversations. You're going to avoid all the hard stuff because you're so burnt out and you're so tired. And stuff that used to be easy for you. This is what happened to the athletes as well. Like, because they ran that max effort sprint in event one, stuff that used to be easy for them and they should have been able to do well, they weren't, because their bodies and their minds were just so drained and so destroyed from that. Same thing is happening to you. Things that used to be easy, like having a one-on-one with your favorite team member, start to feel hard. Because you're so drained, you're so stressed out. And you start to take all of this home with you as well. And now suddenly dinner time becomes somehow stressful. Whereas before it was a time for you to recover. It was a time for you to really relax and restore and have a wonderful conversation with your family or with your roommates or with your friends. But now, because it's like sprint, 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 100% every single day. Now, the simple act of having dinner or making dinner feels like you have to lift 300 pounds over your head. And you can't do it anymore. And you do less and less and less and less. And you wonder why you're falling behind in your career and you're not getting recognized. That's why. Because you're treating your career like a sprint, like a max effort sprint. And it's not. It's a marathon. Run the marathon. Take breaks. Drink your water. Take time for self-care. And make sure you have the strategies and the systems in place so that you can do things even more effectively. The reason that a lot of the best marathon runners in the world or the best marathon runners in the world is not just because they train for it and not just because they have so much experience, although that's part of it. They have shaped their bodies for maximum effectiveness and efficiency. They know how to run while exerting the least effort possible. They get what they want, right? They keep moving forward and they get the outcome and they win while exerting the least effort. And that's kind of what upgrading your career is like. I'm not saying do as little as possible. Like, that's different. That's just lazy. None of you are lazy, right? What I'm saying is only use as much energy as is needed to perform a particular task, no more, no less. And what you'll find as you get better and you move more toward mastery, it takes less effort to have that one-on-one. It takes less effort to ask your boss for that raise. It takes less effort to influence. It takes less effort to communicate with people who have a different personality than you do as you get better and better and better and better and better at it. So what used to be hard becomes easy. But if you're treating your career as a max effort sprint, what used to be easy becomes hard because of all the stress, because of all the strain, because you're burning yourself out. We want it to be the opposite. We want it to be what used to be hard becomes easy. That's how you upgrade your career. And that's how you do it in a way where you can reach even the loftiest of your long-term goals because you're in it to win it. And you will gain energy along the way. You will, like, halfway through the marathon, you'll be like, wow, I feel great. I actually feel better than I did in the beginning because you find those ways to actively recover. You know, to borrow another idea from the fitness world, that even as you're running that marathon and having those conversations and building your excellence and evangelizing your excellence, you, as you gain that mastery, you are building ways to actively recover. Like, I don't know if any of you have experienced this before, but it's a really awesome feeling. Like, when you're doing a workout like any kind of workout, whether it's cardio or weightlifting or, you know, whatever kind of thing is your thing, your jam. Like, I've had workouts before where I would look at the workout on paper and be like, all right, this is going to be a little bit hard, but you know, I'm in it. You know, I trust my coach. I got this. And, you know, there was one where I was doing, I think what it was actually just really simple. It was like thrusters, you know, so dumbbell thrusters, you know, I think it was like 10 or 15 pound dumbbells. So you're doing, you basically do a squat and then go overhead and then do a squat and then go overhead. Combined with, I'm not even sure what it was combined with. What torture did he give me? I think the thrusters were combined with, I don't know. Let's just say it was something else, like jumping rope, right? Where I had to do jump ropes and do a few double unders and stuff in the middle. And it was like, it was a bunch of them, right? So I had to do like 15 thrusters and then I had to like jump rope for 30 seconds. I was like, okay, and I had to do like 5 or 6 times. And so for me, that's a challenge, right? And I was like, okay, but I'm going to do it. But halfway through the workout, like, and I started out, obviously you start out, you have a ton of energy, and I started out and it felt great. And then it started to go down. I was like, okay, I'm getting tired, but I got this. And I found a way, because I've been doing thrusters and squats and overhead pushes for so long. Like, I found a way to actually recover. Like, I slowed down just a little bit. I adjusted my breath just enough to get even more oxygen so that by the time I got to round 3 of 5, I actually felt better. And I was like, oh, cool. I could actually speed up again, right? And so it's the same thing as you're upgrading your career, right? Whereas in the beginning, like having those difficult conversations and evangelizing your excellence, and you feel like this anxiety and this fear around promoting yourself, and you know, you'd rather just, you know, sit back and do your hard work as opposed to like asking for something and influencing other people. As you get better at it and as you actually do it, it's not that it's easy, right? It's always a challenge. You know, doing thrusters is always a challenge because we're talking about a combination of a squat and an overhead lift. Same thing, like influencing other people, especially when they may not necessarily be on board, it's always going to be hard. But as you practice more and as you develop and refine your strategies, even when you're in the middle of that difficult, uncomfortable conversation, you find a way to recover. You find a way to make it easy. You find the ease and flow in it. And that's what this is about. That's the marathon. That's the marathon of having this series of uncomfortable career upgrading conversations that are necessary in order to build your dream career. So that's what I want you to do in order to really get there and reach those long-term career goals. And look, like I talked about in the last episode, I know that you want to approach this in an intelligent way, in an inspired way. And we're talking about your career here, right? This isn't simply just, okay, I want to learn how to do push-ups better, right? Like this, there's a lot of risk. I mean, there's risk in push-ups too. You can hurt yourself, right? But there's a lot of risk if you do this wrong. Like if you approach upgrading your career in an ineffective way, you're going to burn bridges, you're going to burn yourself out, and you're going to come off as greedy and nasty, and no one's ever going to want to give you a promotion. Or you're just going to completely cower in fear and not do it. So you need a plan. And not just any plan, you need a proven plan. You need the support to execute that plan too. Because the number one thing that keeps people from moving forward in anything and developing any kind of new habit, because honestly, this is what's necessary in order to upgrade your career. You gotta build some new habits. The number one thing that keeps people isn't necessarily having the proven strategy, although that's an important piece of it. It's actually executing on that strategy. You know that in order to lose weight, in order to feel good, you need to eat more vegetables. It's not complicated, but yet do you eat more vegetables? Maybe you do, but not consistently. If you want to upgrade your career, you need to develop those new habits consistently. That's why you need the support. You need the people that are going to be there, that are going to cheer you on, that are going to remind you why you're doing this, and are going to keep you focused on winning. That's the combination right there. Proven strategies plus world-class support, and that's what we have for you. So if you're committed to upgrading your career, if you're committed to running the marathon that is building your dream technical leadership career, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're here for you. We absolutely get what you're going through because we've been there ourselves, and we've helped hundreds of clients to build their dream careers, even though they thought maybe it was impossible, even though they started out completely burnt out, and the only thing they knew how to do was overachieve, and the only thing that they knew how to do was just put their head down and do the work and go at it 100% every day. And they were on the verge of being broke. They were on the verge of being just completely torn down and beaten down from years and years and years of not being recognized. And we were able to help them out of that hole to get to a place where they are thriving in their careers, where they earn 20, 30, sometimes 40% raises, where they get those promotions from individual contributor on up to tech lead, to manager, to director, to VP, and to some of them moving into the C-suite and starting their own businesses. We get you. We got you. We have the proven systems. You don't want to leave your career to chance. And we have the world-class support because we've been there, we've done that, and we know how to help you get there. So book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book, and we'll get you on track to running the marathon toward building your dream career. That's what this is about, folks. This is not about overachieving and burning out. We don't want that for you. We want you to thrive. So that's it for the day, and talk to you again soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.